Award-winning cartoonist Keith Knight's focus on racial profiling, police brutality, and race relations have many pegging him as a social activist. Knight draws and narrates three different platforms. His K Chronicles is a weekly multi-panel, Think is a weekly single panel, The Nightlife is his daily comic strip, and one he says is his most personal, as it's based on his family. Knight will hold a community event at Illinois Wesleyan University tonight at 7 at the Hanson Student Center. He tells GLT the majority of his sketches has become overtly political.
Political in the fact that I am a black man, you know, talking about this stuff freely, and I haven't been taken out yet. So in a certain way, I guess that's political in of itself. But, you know, my main goal in creating these comic strips is telling my own story, because what happens, and I urge this with everybody, that in you know, through comic strips, through writing, through spoken word, through any type of art, singing, whatever, tell your own story, because other people will tell it for you, and they'll get it wrong. And you know, I was raised on seeing images of people that look like me in a certain way, and realizing that, you know, the people putting out those images don't have my best interest in mind. So for me, it was super important. You know, I was a hip hop fan growing up, and every time I heard someone talk about hip hop fans, that they were gang members, that they were this, they were that, and I was like, wow, that doesn't reflect any of my friends and family who are fans of hip hop, but also are fans of other music, who are politically aware, who are smart, who have not been to jail, and all that, those type of things. And I knew that reflected most of the people that are out there. And so it was important for me to create this stuff. In many ways, now that I have kids, I see that what I'm creating is hopefully an archive for them to look back on, and hopefully learn some of the stuff that I learned at an older age. Hopefully they'll learn at a much younger age that this is what you're up against. This is what you got to deal with. The short answer is, yeah, most of my stuff is political in one way, shape, or form.
What you're saying makes me think of a couple of things, two different thoughts along the same line. Number one, I want to go back to your perception of yourself, or at least how you feel black people were portrayed when you were growing up. I can't tell you how many black, especially males, tell me that when they were growing up, they just knew they were going to be an athlete, they were going to be a musician, or they were going to be in prison. I'm wondering if a lot of white people really don't understand the message that comes across in the media, and probably in real life as well, and how it affects probably especially young black males.
Well, it affects everybody, just everybody different ways. But yeah, if people listening right now just take a mild peruse through your either Facebook feed or just through online, if you're looking for any sort of information online, and count the number of mugshot photos of black males that you see. I've actually gone to my local news station, to their office, and just said, like, why do you always post all these, and they're people that just get arrested. They're not guilty of anything, but they got arrested, but just constant mugshots of black and brown people. And I said, like, you're creating this image for every one of these that you show. You should have four or five images of black and brown people doing something else, which, of course, they don't. They don't have those images. And it's like, oh, well, you know, that's what the police send us. And I see that they also send like generic, there's like generic police car photos and stuff that they post when they don't have any mugshots. And I said, you should be posting more of those and less of these mugshots, because people don't read this stuff. They just sort of casually see this stuff, and it just embeds into their heads.
What kind of feedback do you get from these media outlets when you express those ideas to them?
Well, this guy said, well, you know, if people just came and like came to work for us and did this, you know, so what I've been doing is sending this guy. I said, I can't work for you. You know, I've got plenty of stuff that I have to do, but I will send you information about people of color doing things in this area that are not just, you know, suspects or whatever. So I constantly send him you know, stuff about businesses and folks who own restaurants and artists. I live in the Research Triangle of North Carolina. So there are two great universities here, UNC and Duke, and there's so much stuff going on here. Basically, what it is, you know, these places are understaffed and they're just doing the easy stuff. They're doing the lazy stuff. And I guess what I'm trying to do with my slideshow and with my presentations is to get people to understand that it's easy to be racist. It's easy to be sexist. It's easy not to pick up trash on the ground. You know, what I'm asking people to do is the stuff that's a little bit harder to go above and beyond. And because we have to change, we have to do the right thing. And sometimes the right thing isn't as easy.
Keith, if I may dive in here, this gets exactly where I was going to next. Keith Knight is our guest, cartoonist, activist. When you want to display this to people and get this message across, who are you actually trying to get this message to in our world? As we even seen this week with the Kavanaugh hearings, as we're speaking, the FBI is currently doing this investigation, right? And whoever saw that Kavanaugh hearing with Professor Ford, you're either on one side or the other. Neither side can see the other person's side, it appears, except for maybe Jeff Flake, all right? So if you're giving this to an audience, are they so embedded in how they feel that you're not even going to reach them anyway? And are you trying to reach that audience?
Well, I'm trying to reach everybody because I think everybody has different degrees of being woken up to it. And I just know this. Even the most staunch, you know, if you call people out on their stuff, Kavanaugh will probably get confirmed and it will seem like it's for naught. But so many people, I think, have been enlightened to the amount of privilege that someone like him has and the amount of victims that don't speak out, that experience all this stuff. There's no way that this country has not been affected in a way that is hopefully gonna help change, even if it's a tiny bit. I speak about this in my presentation. Someone wrote to me via Facebook. It was someone I went to school with 30 years ago. And she said, Keith, hey, like, I don't know if you remember me, but we went to school together and we were in the dorm or something. And I said a joke that you called me out on and said, let me explain to you why that's offensive. And she said it stuck with her. And she started calling her family members out on some of these jokes, these racist jokes that were said. And she said, like, this thing now, like, now she's got kids and her kids hang out with all these diverse different kids and blah blah blah. And she just said, like, that time that you called me out was life-changing to me. And I don't remember it at all.
Okay,
but just that little thing, I think if everybody stepped up and called people out on their stuff, like, they would think twice.
You referenced Donald Trump earlier in our conversation. Did his election a couple of years ago alter, change your work at all?
Not really. I mean, he's just a symptom of a much larger issue. And if you know anything about the history of this country and race, you would know that he was coming after the first black president. It's a pushback. It happened after Reconstruction. It happened after the Civil Rights Movement. It's happening after the first black president. It's this pushback by the white majority saying, you didn't get as much as you think you got, you know?
Keith Knight is the voice you're hearing. He's a cartoonist and activist at Illinois Wesleyan on Monday, October 8th. I want to reference one other K Chronicle where you told the story of picking up an award, I think it was in Boston, and the police chief in your hometown came up to you and said he wanted to work with you on police community relations. Is that a true story?
That is a true story.
Really?
And I tell you, that police chief he's amazing.
What town is that, Keith?
It's Malden, Massachusetts. That's okay. Where I grew up.
Okay.
And Malden is famous for Congress All-Stars were invented there. And just he came up and just said, like, you know, I just really like the work that you do. And it would be great to work together on something. You know, I said to him that it would be great. What I want to do is something that is not in the media. I would like to present in front of cops, rookie cops, but we haven't set anything up yet. But when I do it, no one's going to know about it, because the one thing I don't like is sort of the hype that people get. You know, it's sort of like, oh, look, the police are working with the community and everything. I'd rather we do the work on the down low, and then we see the results in just the way they police.
Keith Knight, the cartoonist, our guest on GLT Sound Ideas. I've asked you a lot about political stuff, a lot about police and race relations. Let's talk about the art form itself. You referenced Peanuts earlier in our conversation. Who were some of the artists, the cartoonists that maybe influenced you, got your attention, that you sort of followed in their footsteps a bit?
So, you know, Peanuts was a big influence. Doonesbury was a huge influence. Just the fact that he mixed in politics with fiction and different things like that. So that was huge for me. You know, Maury Turner was a big influence, and especially meeting him later in life before he passed. I got to interview him at the San Diego Comic-Con, and just some of his early work totally reminds me of just the stuff that I'm doing. I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm doing what he did, you know, 50 years ago, but he did it much better than I did. And I just remember reading, knowing that newspapers didn't just have comics on the comics page. They had them on the editorial page, and they had them in the classifieds and in the sports section. Like, that's what really got me into just reading the whole newspaper and just taking in everything. And so that's why I do what I do today. I think that's why I'm all over the place doing editorial cartoons and alternative weeklies and dailies, you know, so much stuff that I took in as a kid.
That's cartoonist and social activist Keith Knight. You can see samples of his work right now at WGLT.org. Knight will hold a community event at Illinois Wesleyan University tonight at 7 in the Hanson Student Center.